As a medical personnel, knowing quite well that Ebola was existing in my community, I was not longing for it, but I knew by any mistake that I was highly exposed and that I was going to contract the infection by any mistake. So right there, same patient, the moment I started getting fever, profuse sweating, dizziness, and then I was uncomfortable with my abdomen. So with those kind of signs, I never reached the stage of nether vomiting. I didn't reach that stage. I realized that I should do malaria tests, and I proved negative. So there was no other thinking I could have rather than thinking of my exposure. And so therefore, I immediately urged my team members for them to come and then get my blood sample for an early test to be done. I was very, very anxious and curious of my survivor. So I made up my mind and called on them for me to be taken to the treatment center. On the 4th June 2014, I was given the result. The pronouncement was made to me that I was positive with a very high viral load. I knew the fatality rate from book. It stated the fatality rate ranges from 90 to 95%. So with that little hope for survival, I still was having that belief that I was going to survive. And developing it, I was going to sky that I was going to at least develop stress. And developing stress will lead me to depression. Leading me to depression will make me not having appetite to eat. So I decided not to think of those kind of things, not to sky, but to at least give myself an open mind and hope to God that I will survive. That was some of the strategies I was using while I was in the treatment center. I'm happy because I survived it. But again, I'm sad because a lot of people have died, especially people who are colleagues to me, medical workers, and people who are also my bosses, medical doctors. So when I think of it, I become a bit happy because I survived, but at the same time sad when I think of those people who have been working together that are no longer alive. My message to the president and other African leaders, especially to the president here in Sierra Leone, I do sympathize with him because it's a very big struggle on his part. Bearing in mind that this is the first time he's experiencing this kind of thing, this kind of disaster, and thinking of the economic status of the country. So I must be in sympathy with him. But nevertheless, I am telling him as a very good message that he should take that as part of his challenge and then try to donors and also encourage other political leaders to at least join him to fight this particular dreadful disease. It is not easy, but with good administration, with good economic management, they will probably find ways to at least handle the situation.